This is the SearchSecurity.com Threat Monitor podcast for October 1st, 2008. In these semi-monthly recordings, SearchSecurity.com contributors offer expert advice on the latest information security threats. I'm Carolyn Gibney. Information security forensic investigations can be a big job, but Windows Registry command tools can make it easier. From querying auto-start programs to getting the goods on every USB device ever connected to a particular Windows machine, these tools can streamline an investigation. Ed Skotus explains which system-wide commands can aid an investigation. And now for this week's edition of Threat Monitor. Windows Registry Forensics, Investigating System-Wide Settings, written by Ed Skotus. This month, we'll analyze various system-wide settings specified in the HKLM, Hive Key Local Machine section of the registry, which are very useful for forensics investigations. Included in several versions of Microsoft Windows, XP Professional, Vista, Server 2003, and Server 2008, is the reg.exe command, which allows a query or update of information in the registry. This great command line tool can be used locally or against remote systems to dump whole sections of the registry recursively. Investigators can benefit by pulling data from three important registry keys that control some of the auto-start behavior of Windows boxes, the run registry keys. When a user logs on locally to a system, programs identified in the settings of these registry keys are automatically executed. Programs such as HKLM /software /Microsoft /Windows /current version /run or HKLM /software /Microsoft /Windows /current version /run once or HKLM /software /Microsoft /Windows /current version /run once EX. Many malware specimens, as well as a lot of legitimate programs, run every time the system starts up by adding an entry to these registry locations. Because a typical Windows machine may have a half dozen or more legitimate entries here, a forensics investigator will need to separate the good from the malicious by diligently researching each discovered item. This can be done via web searches and/or by grabbing a copy of unusual auto-start programs for further analysis. When querying these or other items from HKLM or HKU, where user account and related information is stored, use the reg command against a remote Windows machine across the network with Windows Server Message Block, SMB connections. Unfortunately, the reg tool works remotely only for items in HKLM and HKU. This forces forensics investigators to pull HKCU data by running commands locally on the target machine. To query HKLM and HKU remotely with the reg command, the remote registry service must be started on the target machine, which is activated by default on many versions of Windows other than Vista. Start by setting up an SMB session with the target using administrator credentials. Enter the password for that admin user when prompted, then, with that session open, use the reg command to query items in HKLM. Beyond these auto-start keys, the registry also remembers information about every USB token ever plugged into the system. I've worked on a number of cases in which I needed this information. The command that queries for all tokens has a /s at the end, which tells the machine to pull information recursively from all items in the registry below the branch specified. This command could generate a lot of data, so the investigator might want to pipe it through the more command, or even save the results to a file for inspection later. The command's output will include a summary of each device's manufacturer and version number, indicated after disk and ven in the output. Right after that disk and ven item is a unique integer ID number assigned to each USB device, which can help investigators determine if the USB device in question has ever been connected to that machine. By plugging the USB token into another Windows machine and querying the same information, it's possible to compare the output of the command on the two boxes to see if the same USB token was installed in both of them. Alternatively, suppose an investigator wants to look for specifics about an iPod device that may or may not have been connected to a machine. He or she can run the same reg command, this time piping its output through the find command to look for the string iPod. It's important to use the find command with the /i option to make it case insensitive. Ed Skotus will offer more advice on Windows Registry Forensics after a quick word from searchsecurity.com.
Think the information security threats landscape isn't changing? Wrong. Attackers have moved away from annoyances like email viruses and network worms. Instead, malicious hackers are using dangerous new custom rootkits, trojans, and other malware designed to evade traditional defenses. But all is not lost. Get exclusive hacker insights from searchsecurity.com's Intrusion Defense School. SANS instructor Lenny Zeltzer explains how to thwart this year's challenging new set of security threats. Don't be the next victim. Check out Lenny Zeltzer's exclusive lesson today at searchsecurity.com/intrusion defense. That's searchsecurity.com/intrusion defense.
It's also possible to pull the IP address and related configuration information for all network interfaces on the device. Some immensely useful output of this command, beyond the IP address, netmask, default gateway, and DNS server, is the least obtained time parameter, a hexadecimal number. This value indicates when the local machine received its DHCP information, which often occurs when the system first boots up or joins a network. With this data, an investigator has an idea of when a given machine first engaged in network activity, information that is useful in building timelines for cases. The hexadecimal number of least obtained time represents the seconds that have transpired since 12 a.m. on January 1, 1970, the beginning of the Unix epoch. For example, my current least obtained time is 0x4856D93A. I convert the lowercase d and a to capitals and then look at the time with the free calculator at http://dan.drydog.com/unixdatetime.html that converts the seconds in hex to actual dates. In this example, my computer obtained its lease on June 16, 2008 at 9:20:58 a.m. That date is relative to the current clock on the computer whose registry we've queried, so it's also useful for investigators to pull the current time and date. Because the output time is in hour:minute format, to make further sense of it, investigators will need to know the time zone of the machine, which they can also pull. Another helpful query is the configuration of the built-in Windows Personal Firewall. This output shows the ports the firewall allows through the programs it lets communicate on the network, plus a myriad of other configuration settings. Thus, investigators may be able to determine whether a computer attacker disabled the firewall or reconfigured it to allow access for nefarious activities. While we've looked at some of the most useful items I've relied on in past investigations, the registry is chock full of additional helpful items. I encourage readers to continue their journey through the Windows Registry, looking for additional useful queries, relying on a healthy combination of the powerful reg command, the public documentation available from sources such as Microsoft, though sometimes scanty, as well as hunches and insights. That concludes this week's edition of SearchSecurity.com's Threat Monitor podcast. To read today's tip in full, including text of the many command line tools mentioned, visit www.searchsecurity.com/tips and scroll down to Threat Monitor. You can also download more of our podcasts by visiting www.searchsecurity.com/podcast. Thanks for listening.